JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, acknowledge, friend, favor, influence, respect, and motivate. Affirm your children this child month. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Stopping on the toll road can be extremely dangerous. Do not stop unless for emergencies or when ordered to do so, and stop only on the hard shoulder. Do not let off or pick up any person along the roadway. Never walk onto the toll road. Pedestrians are not allowed on the highway. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
More than 40 activities have been planned in observance of Child Month this year under the theme Affirm Me. The acronym AFFIRM stands for Acknowledge, Friend, Favor, Influence, Respect, and Motivate, as the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA, seeks to promote the message of positive parenting.
We want to focus on the positive. Oftentimes we think that people know how to protect the children. And so our campaigns in the past have focused on how do you report, how do you. But we want to go on the positive, and we want to tell people what it is to have a good family and how it is that we are going to protect our children. A lot of our children really need this affirmation that they are valued, they are valuable, and that they care.
Head of the CPFSA, Rosalie Gage Gray. The agency will be partnering with other ministries, departments, and agencies, as well as schools, to undertake a 3-pronged campaign. A ban the bullying component, a no spanking component, which will focus on positive discipline, as well as a protect with pitna dem campaign. The campaign will run until Youth Month in November. The team will also launch a jingle competition, as well as a child protection mascot contest on May 11 to garner student participation, as well as through school tours, healing sessions, and group therapy. A media campaign has also been launched.
The Vision 2030 dashboard of indicators give reports of the country's progress with easy-to-follow trackers that show which outcomes have been achieved and which are works in progress. View the progress at vision2030.gov.jm.
You may also visit the Vision 2030 Jamaica Facebook page or call the Vision 2030 Secretariat at 906-4463-4 to learn more.
Boy, throughout the year, I move fast. I soon summer again, you know.
So what are you planning for the holiday?
Well, me no want to stay in the house, so I'm going look at summer job.
Where are you going to find that?
No, no yet, you know. But I want to check out the Hope Youth Summer Program.
Good idea. Might as well me try to do that too. Tell me when you are going to apply.
And now we're too long now. I'm going right now to apply.
The Hope Youth Summer Work Program, bringing work and career experience to Jamaica's youth 17 to 29 years old. Application period extended to April 27. Apply now at any Hartrust NTA or NYS office island-wide. For more information, call 754-98168.
Like you, we believe in the growth of our country, a Jamaica where we can live, play, and do business. The Special Economic Zone Authority is an agency charged with growing our economy through special economic zones. Our incentives allow businesses to grow and prosper. We're your friendly regulators, working to build Jamaica's business brand. We're process-driven, performance-based, and results-oriented. To find out more, visit us at jseza.com or call 876-619-7392. Growing our economy is everyone's business.
On our community notice board, residents of Woodside and Dembe, as well as surrounding communities in Clarendon, are being invited to come out for a health and wellness fair on the grounds of the Liberty Hall Apostolic Ministries Holiness Born Again Church on Woodside Road, Havana Heights, Phase 1, Dembe, Clarendon. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.